Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 30 very simply reads, "The Lord your God." That's just a portion of the scripture, but how powerful it is when we remind ourselves that He is Jehovah, He is Elohim, He's the triune God. You see, Moses recalled to mind all that the God of Israel, Elohim, had done for them right in front of their very eyes. And yet, there were still doubts and lack of faith in the Lord. If we as Christians do not remember and recall to mind all of the promises and everything we have seen the Lord do in our lives, we can become afraid, complacent, and never want to move forward into areas He's calling us to go, just like the nation of Israel. But when we remember His promises and trust God, we can fulfill the mission we are on with resolve. If we look carefully at chapter 1 of Deuteronomy, verses 29 through 33, we see some fantastic reminders and promises when we break it down. When we embose or raise up the promises, it may read like this: "The Lord your God goes before you. He will fight for you. He did all for you before your eyes. He carried you as a father carries a child everywhere you went until you came to this place. He went before you. He searched out a place for you. He showed you the way you should go." Think about that in your own life. What have you seen Him do? What is He doing? Where has He carried you? Where are you at now? In our Christian journey, we have undoubtedly seen the Lord do many things right before our eyes. And we can't forget those. Not only that, we know that Jesus has gone before us to prepare a place for us, and we will soon be called home. There is still more work to be done, though, and each one of us must fulfill our calling to completion. May we not miss opportunities to enter in and take the land He is giving us because we believe there are giants in the land. The only giants are in our imagination, because with God, all things are possible. I leave you with some words from Charles Spurgeon. "Be sure to have the sail up. Do not miss the gale by being unprepared for it. Seek God's help so that you may be more earnest in duty when you are made more strong in faith."